92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Continuing our reporting on data centers, residents in Dane and Rock counties are pushing back against proposals in their communities. In DeForest, QTS is now asking the municipality to annex double the originally proposed amount of land from the town of Vienna. Their data center would cost about $3 billion, at least according to the original proposal, which included about 600 acres of property. Now, QTS is asking DeForest to annex more than 1,100 acres from Vienna. Company leaders say the project would employ hundreds of people and add millions on millions to the local economy. They also say they would set up a $50 million fund that would benefit organizations like Madison Area Technical College. Groups that advocate against data centers say they're harmful to the environment and fundamentally change their communities. Tammy Mitchell lives in DeForest. She spoke at the village board meeting Tuesday night.
I urge you to prioritize the long-term overall well-being of our community over short-term promises of economic incentives. I hope your decisions reflect our shared concern that DeForest grows in a way that reflects our values, protects our environment, preserves the beauty of our community, and ensures our quality of life.
Meanwhile, in Janesville, city officials are talking about the potential for a data center at the site of the old GM plant. According to city manager Kevin Lehner, if the project is approved, it could bring in up to $1 billion in tax revenue. But even he is not fully sold.
There are lots of things that people are concerned about, and rightly so. I have to tell you, I am too. At my core value, I am an environmentalist. And so I am as skeptical as many of you are.
Both of these plans in DeForest and in Janesville are just proposals and have to go through an approval process. Quick Trip's new distribution center is now open. The DeForest warehouse is off Highways 51 and 19. It's got 280,000 square feet of space, meant to take some pressure off the company's only other warehouse in La Crosse. The Wisconsin Favor is booming. They've doubled their locations in just the last decade with more than 900 stores in six states. They'll enter their seventh state when they open a new location in Fargo, North Dakota, later this month. And we told you a couple weeks ago that Quick Trip is getting rid of Penny's. Now Woodman's is doing the same. A report from WLUK says they'll be rounding cash purchases down if they end in 1, 2, 6, or 7, and then they'll be rounding up for purchases that end in 3, 4, 8, or 9. Again, that only applies if you're paying in cash. The U.S. Mint stopped making pennies in May. And this is the time of year you're most likely to encounter deer on the road. Joanne Krulatz reports.
With the changing season comes increased activity from deer and a greater risk for car versus deer crashes. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Wisconsin State Patrol, urges drivers to stay alert with more deer on the move during the fall rut or mating season. This is the time of year when we typically see the most crashes involving deer, said Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan. As the hours of daylight become shorter and more deer are crossing the highways, drivers should be especially cautious and scan the road ahead to prevent dangerous crashes. There were more than 17,000 crashes involving deer in Wisconsin in 2024, killing 9 people and injuring 707. More than one-third of those crashes happened in October and November. Deer are unpredictable and may suddenly freeze or change directions.
That's Joanne Krulatz. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A victory for the Golden Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles beat Southern University in Milwaukee 100-82. Head coach Shaka Smart.
The way that we've built our roster, the way we've built our team, we have quite a few young guys, meaning freshmen and sophomores, that, let's be honest, their best basketball is ahead of them. But the way to get to that, they need some game reps. They need some opportunity.
The Badgers play tomorrow night against Northern Illinois in Madison. It's the Bucks and the Bulls at Fiserv Forum tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers have reviewed the tape of their loss to Carolina. I talked to linebacker Rashawn Gary.
You know, as a defense, just trying to go out the field. We understood, how they wanted to attack us. We just got to be better at getting off the field. That's one thing that frustrated me. But we're going to come back, correct it, because we got a big game coming up.
It's the Packers and the Eagles at Lambeau Field on Monday Night Football with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 55 this afternoon. Tonight, a few off and on showers possible with a low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.